You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. I am news team correspondent Danielle Emilianova, and today we'll be reporting on the commissioner's meeting from the month of April. I'm running a little bit behind this month. I missed the April 2nd and 16th meetings, so I am just going to include both of those meetings in this one segment. So for the April 2nd commissioner's meeting, there were two main issues discussed, and the first one was the franchise Liminar asked for more time to fulfill their economic development agreement, and the second one was that the board approved a rezoning of manufactured homes, otherwise known as mobile homes, to zones R1 and R2. So let's start out with Linmar. For those who don't know, Linmar is a company that manufactures automotive components for heavy-duty and large off-highway truck markets. In March 2010, the Skyland Volvo facility closed, resulting in the loss of approximately 230 jobs and nearly $300,000 in annual property tax revenue. In 2011, Linmar announced that they will be opening their own franchise here in Asheville and entered an economic development agreement with the Buncombe Board of Commissioners, in which the county gave the company incentives for job creation and facility expansion. In 2014, Linmar entered another agreement with the Board of Commissioners in which they promised 800 new jobs and $315 million in capital investment by 2021. In 2014, Linmar entered another agreement with Buncombe County in which they promised 800 new jobs and $300 million in capital investment by 2021. Unfortunately, Linmar will not be able to meet their goals in 2021 and are asking for the board to approve the new EDA agreement, which mixes in their goals of both agreements and extends their time to 2024. So by the end of 2024, Linmar promises to create 800 jobs, invest $350 million into capital, but also to raise the average salary to $44,000 per year. It's important to note that Linmar has exceeded its annual wage and salary goal. They have agreed to uphold a $39,000 annual wage, but the actual average annual wage for its employees is $51,000. Although Linmar has not fully met its performance commitments, the company continues to have a significant economic impact in Buncombe County. The company pays approximately $400,000 in annual property taxes, has paid approximately $1.8 million in property taxes since 2011, and by the end of the proposed EDA, will pay a total of approximately $6 million in property taxes. The company additionally contributes to an estimated $13 million in labor income for its 300 employees and approximately $600,000 in local taxes. In a unanimous vote, the board decided to extend Linmar's deadline to 2024. Second item was that the Board of Commissioners approved a rezoning of manufactured homes, otherwise known as mobile homes, in the Asheville area. Of Buncombe County's 12 districts, manufactured homes are allowed in 86% of those zones. However, 75% of those zones are rural in nature, lack access to infrastructure, services, land use, and roads. R1 and R2 districts are more urban and provide access to transport, roads, and other important infrastructure. The Board of Commissioners, in a unanimous vote, approved the rezoning. However, they also approved additional restrictions to homes to make them more permanent in nature and make the buildings more up to code. This rezoning will allow the Asheville area to have more affordable housing in areas that allow for more modern living conditions. Public commentary was mostly positive. Many agreed with the rezoning to give locals and less affluent people in our community access to affordable housing. However, there were some public commentary concerning property values. The property value concerns echoed from both affluent and less affluent people, and here's some public commentary on that issue.
The purpose of the zoning ordinance is to ensure orderly, attractive, and economically sound development and to protect existing property values within Buncombe County. Part of the purpose of this zoning ordinance is to protect existing property values. I don't see how the prices of these manufactured homes coming into R1s and R2s are going to help protect the property values of the existing homes that are already there.
But then there's other people who need protection from not their property value going down, but their property value going up. If your property value goes up, then your taxes go up. And a lot of older people like myself, whose houses have been there and families have been there for almost 100 years, are getting to the places where we want to hold on to our land. We don't want the developers to have it. We don't want to change the character of the neighborhood by allowing some person from Florida or Texas or wherever they come from to build a big fancy house in our neighborhood. Then it's almost impossible for us to maintain our ownership. Seems like, although I know you'll probably never do this, is that you, over here you got a zone for no trailers, and over here you need a zone for no rich man houses, so that we're protected. So that we're protected from
Is it appropriate for me to say I just love you to death?
For we're protected from losing our property because we can't afford our taxes.
Now on to the April 16th meeting. There was really only one important issue that took up nearly an entire meeting, and that was concerning the surplus of personal property. At this time, the commissioners don't have a policy on how to handle nonprofit donations of surplus government property. There was a policy suggestion to create a policy concerning Buncombe County surplus vehicles to allow nonprofits to be the first to bid on surplus vehicles 10 days before being posted to government online auction sites. And this is a comment from Commissioner Mike Freyer regarding this policy.
I'm not for this because I am a car dealer. We are asking the staff to spend more time looking at this instead of just putting it on GovCo, letting the people bid, and it go away. The one thing that I want to do, that I've been trying to do, is make sure that, you know, we've got a couple of fire departments that need a couple of vehicles. And that I want to, because that's in the life-saving department.
The board felt that this policy was way too vague and chose to revisit the issue at another time. However, they did donate a four-wheel drive Durango to the French Broad Fire Department and also donated four cars to a nonprofit called Working Wheels. This organization has a program which sells cars to working families for $500 to fix the issue that many less affluent people face concerning mobility and transport to and from work. And this is a comment from Commissioner Jasmine Beach Ferreira regarding Working Wheels.
That it's such a logical, practical solution to a problem we hear about all the time. I've lost count of the number of stories I've heard of folks who are saying, I'm spending 3 to 4 hours of my day trying to get to work, or high school students who are trying to get to an after-school job to save money for college. And unless we're going to significantly expand the public transportation system, which is something I'd like to see us do over the long term, it feels like helping people access the tool they need to get around our community, it just makes so much sense.
The commissioners had a very lengthy debate about this issue. Most agreed to pull the Durango and give it to the fire department because safety is the number one concern and they would have a better use for it. Most also supported the mission of Working Wheels, and that's why they donated the other cars to them. However, they added an additional agreement to the donation, stating that these cars have to be sold to Buncombe County residents or otherwise be surrendered back to the county. The commissioners were also wary about sending Working Wheels a signal that this will be an ongoing relationship between them and the county. They wanted this donation to be a one-time deal because there are many other nonprofits in Asheville that could use vehicle donations from the county. And this concludes the report on the April 2nd and April 16th commissioner meetings. If you'd like to listen to these meetings yourselves, or if you're unable to attend, you can find all the meetings on the Buncombe County YouTube channel. Just search for Buncombe County Government. Thank you for listening to Asheville FM at 103.3 Asheville.